Ladies and gentlemen, please keep your arms inside the ride at all times. Welcome to Magic the Amateuring, the roller coaster for your ears, mind, and body.
If your seatbelt isn't fastened because you don't have a seatbelt on your current seat, please pause this podcast, go to your nearest home improvement store, and purchase the materials to make a seatbelt.
If you can't have a home improvement store because you've got some kind of restraining order on yourself from going into home improvement stores because there's an incident with you, a lot of nails, and 12 hammers, then you're going to have to go to Amazon.com.
That's right. And if you can't order things from Amazon.com because you once said something foul to one of their representatives, then we're sorry.
We're sorry. You
but
just can't
you
listen.
You just can't listen if you're not seatbelted in. Turn it off.
Welcome to episode 228 of Magic the Amateuring. I'm one of your hosts. My name is Ariam.
My name is Negum.
Wow, you did it really good. I don't know if mine was right. I just guessed. Oh, that's some creepy, like, Twin Peaks stuff going on here.
What? Saying names backwards?
Yes, they had scenes that they recorded the dialogue in reverse and then played it backwards so it was forward, and it made it sound really creepy and weird.
What?
Yes.
Oh, that is bizarre.
Yeah.
My mind is trying to decide how it feels about that.
Okay, well, give your mind some time.
Yeah, I will.
David Lynch. He's a crazy dude with some just really strange
Crazier ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're gonna do a show today for you. I know it's a shocker.
Yep.
We are.
We're gonna what?
Megan, we're going to do a show for them today. I know. It's a surprise.
Shut up.
I wasn't going to tell you until we were already doing it so that
I can't believe
you couldn't get out of it.
I can't believe that that's what we're doing.
Yep. That's, in fact, we're already doing it.
We are?
It's begun.
What?
Yeah.
Jesus.
And today we're going to talk about some very exciting things, including modern.
What?
Yeah. Modern.
Great format.
We're just going to kick off the podcast with some modern because we're coming up to
tons of fun.
Another exciting thing. GP Vegas.
Which we're also going to talk about.
Yes. It's going to be a cavalcade of
cacophony.
Cacophony.
Which is noise. Mm-hmm. So I'm not technically wrong.
No, you're not.
No.
And we're going to be talking about standard in Megan's classic standard corner.
That's right.
We had some tournaments this past weekend that we want to check up on in slash.
That's right. As though we are doctors
over, under,
and they are
through.
Patients.
Yeah. Prepositions. I mean, wait, what are they? Conjunctions?
What?
On, under, through, behind.
Oh.
Next to, beside.
Do you know what? I'm like really upset that I can't remember the word for what you mean.
When I was saying them, I was thinking about how in other languages, like if you're trying to learn English or another language, those are always the things that trip you up because we say some really messed up stuff using those words that don't make any sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like I can't even think of an example.
Oh, they're prepositions.
They are? Okay.
Yeah, they're prepositions for place.
I second guess myself about that.
Yeah, no, nice.
Yeah.
Well done.
We have some bizarre sayings using prepositions, not only in our language, but others. And it's like, how did those happen, Megan? School me.
Yeah. I can't. Because do you know what? I didn't go to a very good high school. So I've never been super clear on what a preposition is. I'll be quite honest.
You can school us on Twitter at MTAcast if you want to help us learn some weird prepositional phrases.
When it comes to diagramming sentences, you know, they're my kryptonite prepositions.
Subject, object, verb.
Yeah.
Post-verb, post-modern verb.
Post-modern verbs are my favorite parts of sentences.
Me too.
Maria, before we get started with the show, though, we have some people to thank.
We do.
The first people we're thanking are you, the listeners of this podcast, and the people who contribute to its ongoing success on patreon.com/MTAcast. Literally, what we do would not be possible without you.
It's so very true. Our show has been allowed to grow and blossom and expand because of people like you continuing on to make more content that you all get out there in the world because of the 1% club who are supporting everybody else.
That's right.
On their backs.
Unlike the regular world 1%, this 1% is supporting everybody else.
This 1% is the best than percent. Wait.
Yep.
How's that song go?
I don't know. You're the one who made it up.
The less than 1% club is the best than 1% club. And guess what? Right. It's not an exclusive club. I mean, it is, but I'm saying you can join it.
You can. Have you ever wanted to be a member of the less than 1%?
I have.
Now you can
now
be.
Now you can be. You don't need $1 billion.
I don't know that I have ever wanted to be a member of the real 1%.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
I guess it would be nice to be able to like influence politics.
Just leave a with fat money? Bag of cash on yeah. somebody's doorstep.
Exactly.
Yeah. That would be kind of cool.
Anyways.
Anyway, you can influence the course of this podcast.
Yes, you can.
By giving as little as $1 an episode and helping us create more and better content for you. And that's exactly what we're doing because, as we mentioned on our last episode, head over to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/MTAcast. Every Tuesday, it's YouTube's day, and we're putting up a new video. And guess what? If you were there yesterday, you know that it was Megan's brand new deck tech on taking turns.
That's right. Do you want to know how to take more turns than anyone else's turns? Taking Turns Deck Tech.
Yeah, it's awesome. Check it out, youtube.com/MTAcast. Hit subscribe and get notified every time we post one of those videos because next week's going to be something entirely different.
Entirely. It will be different than the video that we posted last week and the video that we posted this week. Yes. It will be completely, categorically, completely different.
And I'm going to give you a little, you know, spoiler. When I was editing it, I was laughing out loud like 100 times. So
I'm so glad.
That's really great.
But we also have to thank CardKingdom.com, CardKingdom.com/MTAcast. I don't know why, but was the conjunction that I used there. Although, as though that is separate from what I was saying, it is not. CardKingdom.com/MTAcast. They also sponsor this show and are very helpful in letting us create all the kinds of content that we want to create for you. They are also an amazing place to get cards, to get boosters, to get singles, to get all of the accoutrement.
Speaking of accoutrement, we do a drawing at the end of every month.
Speak of accoutrement.
And we're not speaking on accoutrement. We're speaking of them. Accoutrement. We're
speaking of them.
We give away stuff to patrons. And this month, we're going to throw in a Card Kingdom playmat. Megan, will you be our Vanna White?
Yes,
over there for a second? Because I overheard her while we were getting ready for the show.
You overheard Vanna White?
Yeah, I did. I accidentally somehow tapped into her phone call.
Weird.
I overheard Megan being like, this is a super awesome playmat. And it is.
Playmat. You guys, it's like textured the entire way on the back.
It's great.
So that it doesn't slip and slide around, and it has this wonderful, like, do you know what? Like, this is a serger edge on this.
Yeah.
I love a good serger edge.
So that playmat is going in our drawing for patrons this month. Thank you, Card Kingdom, for being an amazing sponsor. And they are. They really are an amazing sponsor, and they sponsor a lot of other great shows, too. CardKingdom.com/MTAcast is the affiliate link to use if you want to buy cards from them, which I highly recommend because not only can you get cards or whatever you need, but you can also get a Magic the Amateuring sticker, which they'll put in your order if you ask for it. So, yeah, man, a lot of good stuff going on, coming up, going down. Yeah, going, like, it's going down. Or what's up? Like, what the heck? What's or like, up?
Hey, I'm down for that.
Yeah.
Or like, hey, yeah, I'm up for it.
I'm sideways for that.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
Oh, yeah. I'm under it.
Like, I'm under the weather.
Yeah. Aren't we all under the weather?
Because it's in the stratosphere.
Yep. Yes.
Let's talk some modern, Megan.
Let's. Because we're modern-er.
We're moderners.
We're moderners. We're moderns. We're modernins.
We're modernists. There it is.
Thank you.
We're modernists.
We're modernists because we love playing modern. Do you know what? It is like I am... Modern is swiftly ascending my list of formats in terms of my favorite to play.
Oh, absolutely.
It is great. There are so many fun decks out there. There's so much to learn. There's so much to do. It's amazing. It's amazing.
We've been playing a lot of Modern recently.
We have.
And I've been practicing for Vegas, trying to figure out what deck I want to bring. And you recently stumbled upon a new love in your life, Megan.
I certainly did. You know, it's too soon to call it love, but like it's headed somewhere serious, I think.
Oh, I see.
I think.
Do you have the Dex number?
I do have the deck's number.
Do you know the next time you're going to hang out with the deck?
Yeah, I call the deck all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I call it every day.
What'd you do for your last hangout?
The last time, well, I phoned up the deck, and I was like, would you like to play a modern league?
Yeah.
And the deck was like, yeah.
good sign.
I know, right? Because I was like, if you don't play this modern league with me, like, do you know what? I do have other decks that play this modern league with.
You don't want to lock yourself in yet, but...
It was like, I definitely want to play this modern league with you. And I was like, great. Let's play it.
And how did it go?
It went great. It went really good.
Let's tell everybody, what... Does this deck have a name?
Yes. This deck's name is Asphortold.
Where the heck did you find this deck, Megan?
It was played at Grand Prix Copenhagen last weekend. A couple of people were on some different variations of it. The one that I have been sort of fiddling around with, just, you know, putting some different cards in, putting some cards out. You know, you don't want to start off a relationship by telling a deck what it could be doing differently.
That's how I always kick off my first date.
But I've been starting to make some suggestions.
Fix that hair of yours. Yeah.
But the list I've been using is available on the coverage page on Daily MTG for Grand Prix Copenhagen in the day one highlights. It was Shahar Shenhar's Asphortold Jeskai list. And it has some Nahiri in there and an Emrakul. So when you ultimate your Nahiri, you know, you can go and get an Emrakul and just finish them off with a hasty Annihilator Emrakul, flying sucker.
So the deal with this deck, of course, if you couldn't tell from the name, is based around the card Asphortold.
That's right. It is 2 and a blue for an enchantment. Once per turn, which means your turn and your opponent's turn, you can cast a spell for free that has a converted mana cost equal to or less than the number of fate counters on the enchantment. And so the way this is kind of busted in Modern is usually you'd have to wait for it to have at least one counter on it, before you can do stuff.
Because it gets one counter every
upkeep. Yeah. But in Modern, there's stuff like Ancestral Vision.
Yes.
And stuff like Restore Balance, which are those spells that were like quote unquote fixed versions of like really busted spells earlier. Yeah,
like Balance.
Yes, like Balance.
Ancestral Recall.
And Ancestral Recall. And they were like, if we just if we make it so that you can never cast it from your hand, you have to suspend it, and then like eventually, you know, it comes off suspend, and then you cast it. Asphortold is just like, hey, yeah, I see that spell has no converted mana.
You
cost.
You can cast it.
Zero. So go for it. Cast it. I had never until now had the pleasure of casting a balance against somebody.
How is it?
Oh man, it's good. It is so good.
Why? This is a common question, I think, for new players. Yes. Why is balance good?
So balance, and the answer is that it's not always. And it's definitely one of the tricky parts of playing the deck.
We should say what balance is.
Yeah. Balance says that each player sacrifices lands down to the fewest number of lands that are in play. So like, right, if your opponent has 5 and you have 6, you have to sack a land because you're sacrificing down to the number. Exactly. And then it does the same for creatures and then same for cards in hand.
Okay.
So it's great because you don't have any creatures, really.
Yeah.
I played an Eldrazi Tron player and they had like a Thought Not Seer and a Reality Smasher out.
Yeah.
And I was just like... Do you know what? They just had to sacrifice both of those.
Let's restore balance. How about nobody has any creatures?
Exactly. And then you can prioritize. Like, I ended up playing a land out of my hand, even though it meant I would have to sacrifice a land because they had one fewer than me. But so that they then had to discard and I only had one card in hand.
Nice.
And I had an Ancestral Vision coming off of suspend later on.
Yeah.
So it was like I was sacrificed. Like, I was having to, like, I only had one card in hand and they had to discard down. But then I was like, I'm going to be drawing 3 next turn.
Yeah, this deck was really sweet.
Great.
We streamed it, twitch.tv/magicgamedrink, and it was really, really fun to watch. You essentially just draw 3 cards, play balance for free, like whatever.
You don't want to draw 3 and then cast balance.
No.
That is a bad order.
No, that seems wrong.
Yes.
I mean, at different points in the game.
That's correct. That is very true.
And you're just doing stuff that seems pretty broken.
It's so much fun, and it is so... It is very broken to be casting spells for free.
And then you just win with like Emrakul off of Nahiri.
Yeah, exactly. Or you also have some Celestial Colonnades, which are a type of creature land. That's the blue-white creature land. Yeah. That becomes a big old flyer. So cool. It's, you know, it's great. It's a controlling deck. So I love it.
Totally seems in your wheelhouse. And it was really fun to watch.
It was, and it's a lot of fun to play. I don't know that the deck is like quite where it needs to be yet. But I'm really excited to see where it goes.
The cool thing is, I remember when As Foretold was previewed and people were like, wait a second. How is this not like, this seems like rife this for abuse.
Yeah. And I'm super excited.
Yeah, yes. I'm glad somebody finally found a deck for it, and hopefully we'll see it evolve as Hour of Devastation comes to the fore.
Yes.
I recently tried out a new modern deck, Megan.
Yeah, you did. You went into the modern dressing room.
Yeah.
And tried on a new one.
I put it in and I was like, this is all right.
Yeah.
It was actually really fun, which is why I wanted to talk about it. One of my opponents, when I played, my first spell, was like, oh, that's a spicy deck. Because I actually have never played against anybody playing this deck or seen anybody play it. And it's Slivers. Ooh. So this is, formulated around having a critical mass of Slivers in your deck. Yeah. And if you're unfamiliar with that creature type, Sliver, it gives bonuses to all of your other Slivers out in the battlefield. And they give you different bonuses, like all of your Slivers tap for any color of mana. All of your Slivers get +1/+1. All of your Slivers get black. Regenerate this creature. All of your Slivers get fly. All of your Slivers get vigilance. All of your Slivers get Slivers.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a lot. It's a lot going on there.
There's a lot going on.
But yeah, it's a really fun deck because it's got super fun synergies because you're trying to play a million Slivers out of your hand and just give them all flying, pump them all up. There's a lot of different pump effects in the Slivers deck, and you play lands that pump make more Slivers.
Yeah.
This sounds like a rap song. Get more lands. Make more Slivers.
Get more lands. Make more Slivers. We can't rap.
No, that was really bad.
That was not. That wasn't a rap.
If you need an example of rap. It's insulting
to the idea of rap to call it a rap.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to just call it a terrible song. but it was really fun because you might have heard me like moaning on the show recently about how I wanted to find another modern deck that wasn't Boggles because I was worried that Boggles was not doing too good. But Slivers really fits that bill because it's aggressive, right? You're still attacking with creatures. What I want to do, and I love universal pump effects.
Yeah.
So I was used to playing them in like white decks, which have cards like Always Watching, which pumps up everybody. But guess what? There's another way to do that. That's with the creatures that are just giving everybody the +1/+1. Yeah. So the sideboard is kind of funny because it's all Slivers in the sideboard. Like that's all it is.
Yeah. Everything's all Slivers. Everything is Slivers. Everything is Slivers when you're slivering Slivers.
Yeah.
Everything is Slivers when you're playing modern. Slivers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to touch on that briefly because it was a really fun deck. It's pretty cool. It's got some great synergies. Yeah. You're playing stuff like Aether Vial, like you would if you're playing Merfolk, to cheat your Slivers out into play. And it's just full of spice, sugar spice and everything nice, Slivers.
Yeah, a little bit of Chemical X.
What?
What I'm thinking of? Powerpuff Girls.
Oh,
anyway.
Yes. Yes. That.
All right. That reference from the 90s is killing it.
I was trying to decide if I liked it better than Boggles. I mean, I just know Boggles so much better. I added two cartouches of Solidarity, which people were suggesting to me, and I think is totally right because it helps you with Blessed Alliance. Mm-hmm. And I did put my Leylands of Sanctity into the main deck, which is super spice because let me tell you what people aren't expecting. Game one, Leyland of Sanctity.
Do you know what? You're not necessarily wrong.
I think it is. I actually think it's correct, and it'll help Boggles steal games out of nowhere when people are just not ready to deal with that. So
when they're like, what do I do with this Thoughtseize in my hand now?
My hand was all Thoughtseize and Inquisitions.
Ugh.
Rip.
So I have kind of a personal question.
Sure. I mean, we only do a podcast for thousands of people. Let her rip.
Does Boggles know that you're like talking to other decks?
It does. I pulled it out of its deck box yesterday and I said, hey, yeah. I want to give you two cartouches of solidarity, but I want you to know that I might not be going with you on our big trip coming up.
Wow.
This is brutal.
That's like and some really tough news to hear. Like, it boggles, you know.
It was.
They had that trip planned.
It was. But maybe I'll just pack them anyway. Yeah. Because you never know. I actually am probably going to play Boggles because, as you said, I have it.
Last week. You
I,
do.
I you have do. The deck.
You so. Have it.
We'll see, though, because, but I'm having fun playing Slivers online anyway. So, yeah.
That's good. You know, like they say, fool around online, but in paper, keep it real. Just so everyone's clear, that's terrible advice in nearly any context. All right.
GP Vegas preview.
That's right, everybody. Grand Prix Vegas is actually, it's so on the horizon that it's blocking the view of lots of other stuff.
Yeah, I was wanted to look at the skyline, but I couldn't because GP Vegas was in the way.
GP Vegas is there being like, hey, look at me because I'm soon.
That's right. This month, the 19th through the end of the weekend.
The 19th through. Count days after that. 19, 20, 21, 22.
Great job. Your counting was on point.
I know how.
Three GPs in one combined to make the most biggest monster of Grand Prix of all time.
That's right.
And we're going
to
be there.
Do you know what? We're not here to just tell you about the Grand Prix. Because you've probably heard about it. You can see about it anywhere.
That's true. You can hear and see about it.
You can hear and see about it. We're just going to give you a little insight into some of like the cooler little side events or other recommendations of things that you might want to go and do and see if you're like, hey, I'm not going to play Legacy, or hey, I'm not going to play Limited, or hey, I'm not going to play Modern, because maybe one of those things isn't your slice of pie.
And that's just fine.
It is, except if there's any pie you don't like, tell me. I'll tell you how mad I am on a scale of 1 to 10 based on the flavor of pie.
Okay, give me a pie.
Chocolate cream pie.
No, not into it.
Oh my God, 10.
I like a fruit pie.
Oh, blueberry pie.
Oh, I love blueberry pie.
Okay, I'm not upset at all.
Okay.
Wait, one more.
Well, give me one more pie.
Coconut cream pie.
Not into it.
I'm like a 5.
Okay. This is a great game. So if you're planning on going to Vegas, we'll give you the lowdown. And if you're not planning to go to Vegas, guess what? I have some cool things for you to do as well. So this segment is for everybody. And even if you're not going, it's useful to know what some of the side events are all about because they replicate them at a number of GPs, the smaller GPs that you might find in the town nearby you coming up in the future times.
So in the side events of Grand Prix Vegas, it is possible to find basically anything
you ever wanted.
Basically anything you want to play. I think that you are able to play it. Do you want to play Frontier?
You can play Frontier.
Do you want to play Commander? You can play Commander. Do you want to play the constructed format from 1993 to 1994?
You can play it.
Maria, there is a situation in which you can play that.
I don't even know what the heck was going on in 93, 94.
I was like upset because my brother had recently been born.
Was I in middle school? I don't remember.
I was not that old. What?
I just heard what you said after you said it.
Look, I think that I was like briefly upset about it.
Well, that's like normal.
Yeah, like, you know, it's like some, you know, you were the kid and then there's another kid that comes along and you're like, why is there another kid?
No, get out of here, other kid. Exactly. I don't want to be the kid.
And then your mom spends part of your life being like, one day you two will come to appreciate each other. And then you're like, that's never true. And then eventually you realize like, yeah, when we're both adults, like, okay, you're right, mom, fine.
My mom always say, I never had a sister, so I like it.
Oh.
And I was like, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah. Hey, if you haven't experienced it,
you don't know. What? But the other day, my sister sent me a message, and it was a picture of a Groot Chia Pet with the text, I need this, in all caps.
Wow.
I don't know why I got it, but I mean, I bought it for her. Aww. I think it was a hint.
That's such a nice thing.
So, I guess it turned out all right.
Yeah. That's so cute. And
it was a cute Chia pet.
Yeah.
Anyway, you well, can't. I was going to say you can't buy a Groot at GP Vegas, but you know what? I don't want to say that.
You don't want to say that because, like, who freaking knows? Okay, so there's also the history of draft.
This is the most insane thing I've ever heard of.
Yes. It is. This is 20 drafts over 5 days. You can pay an insane amount of money and do all of them, but you can also play these like one by one if you want to.
Sure. Okay, that's cool.
And you can play such classic draft formats as the original Ravnica block.
Cool.
You can play the Lorwyn block.
Oh, I want to do that one.
You can play Urza's block.
I don't know anything about that one.
You can play the original Innistrad. You can draft it.
Oh my gosh, I'm drafting spider spawning.
Yeah. First of all, there are 20 different history of draft
Wednesday
formats.
Wednesday 10 a.m. is the first one, Return to Ravnica.
Oh man,
which I want to go do that one for sure.
Yeah.
Because I'm not doing anything then. So, if you want to find me, it's probably where you're going to find me.
Yeah. Oh, I don't get in until that night. No.
No, Megan.
Why?
And then Lorwyn would be fun too.
Oh, yeah, it would. Anyways.
Yes. You can do that. Yes. So either do the whole thing if you're crazy and you're like, I have $750 that I want to spend on doing this.
Holy buckets.
Or you can just do them one by one.
You're also going to get a lot of cards.
Oh,
you're
going
to get a million cards.
Yeah, you are.
You're going to have 1 million cards. You can play sealed. You can play standard. You can play legacy. You can play modern. Just kind of all the time.
Yep.
On demand.
On demand.
There's on demand lines, which means that you go and you're like, hey, I want to play this the next time it's happening. And as soon as there's 8 people in the queue, they fire it. As though you are on the internet in real life.
Yes. It's like Netflix for drafts if you needed 8 people to watch the same movie as you before it started.
Oh, that's not how you watch movies?
That's Netflix is like, I'll play this, but you need 7 more people.
Exactly. Can you imagine that?
I hope you like popular movies. Otherwise, you can be sitting here for quite a long time.
Forever. I have definitely watched some movies on Netflix that I never would have been able to watch.
Oh, yeah. I was watching this show called, I don't even remember what it was called, but it was about, retirement age couples in the UK buying country homes.
That's amazing.
And so they're going around and getting tours of little cottages and being like, oh, what do you think of this one? Well, it's a lot more modern than I expected. Oh, well, maybe we'll learn to love it. The kitchen's a little small. But I was, Netflix nailed it. I watched it. The whales episodes, of course.
I believe that I'm the only person who watched the movie Penelope while it was on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Classic Christina Ricci, James McAvoy, when he's like, before he was like super famous, I think.
Yeah, that wouldn't have fired.
And Peter Dinklage.
That cue is not firing.
A random cameo, Peter Dinklage.
It gives a whole new meaning to Netflix cue.
Oh, man. Anyways, luckily you don't have to do that to watch Netflix. Then there's also tons of like bounty events, which is where you can hop in. These are usually sealed, and you're going to play against different pro players. And if you beat them, then you get extra prizes.
Like foil promo cards.
That's right.
It's really cool.
So that's pretty sweet. If you want to
foiled again, so
test your 6 skills against pro players. And you're like, I think I'd fare all right.
We played in a foiled again.
We did?
Yeah, and you played a pro.
I did?
Yes! I can't remember who you played, though. I want to say you, like, played Huey or something.
No, I played Matt Costa.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was literally years ago.
It was.
I can't believe you remembered that.
Yeah.
I didn't remember
that. It was like
a
big moment because, you see these pro players on your screens.
And it was like the second time I was ever going to a GP. And I think it was your first time ever going to a GP.
Yeah,
it
might have been.
We were such little wide-eyed little fawns.
Yeah, we were. And I was like, hey, guys. Megan's pro.
My name's Bambi.
Yeah, and so it's cool because they'll do these at other GPs too. So not only in Vegas will you see fold again, but that's what they are. They're pretty neat.
You can also play full box two-headed giant sealed.
Are you a crazy person?
Literally a full box of the set.
It's insane.
Literally a full box. Can you imagine?
But I mean, you're going to make a constructed deck, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
You're probably going to make mono black zombies and just win.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, that's crazy.
You
Chaos
can play
draft.
Modern Masters. Definitely chaos drafts.
Oh, yeah.
So just, There's just a ton of fun things. But hey, maybe you're like, do you know what? Maybe I'll hop in like a queue or two.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do a couple of on-demand vents. But I want to know about what else.
What else is happening?
What else is happening? Well, let us tell you. There is the GP Vegas Art Show.
Art Show. It was fully funded on Kickstarter. So thank you to everybody who backed that project. It was really cool. And I'm super excited to see an art show. Friend of the show, Mike Linneman, helped set this up. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be original art that you can go and see.
100 paintings, sketches, concept art, sculptures, cosplayers.
Yeah.
You can see magic art in all of its many, many forms. It's so cool.
It's going to be running from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day of GP Vegas. Ugh. So head on over there and appreciate the art and life.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, that's really cool. And there's going to be cosplayers walking around for you to take your photo with them. There's going to be artists at the event. I mean, just get ready to get your card signed. Remember to tip your artist, please. You can meet Megan and I.
That's right. We're going to be there.
We're going to be there.
You can also meet Cassius Marsh, who plays football
for the Seahawks.
That's a football team, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I was like, why are you saying it so questiony?
Just making sure. You can see our friends, the professor. You can see Jimmy Wong and Josh Lee Kwai.
You can meet Wedge of the Mana Sauce.
That's right. You certainly can. It's going to be great. And then we're also those different peoples who do things. There's a VIP meet and greet.
Yes, we'll be at that. Which we think
is on Friday that we will be at that you can go to. There is the Coverage Arena.
Yeah.
Which is going to have like hour long, you know, like we'll be recording live episodes.
Live episode Thursday at 5 p.m. Mark your calendars. Be there in the audience.
And tons of wonderful stuff like that. So keep your eye posted on the GP Vegas website.
Yeah.
For all that sort of sick stuff. If you want to go, you know, just, you know, hang out.
I would love to pack our show, for our live show. So
yeah,
be there, be square, because it'll be great to have a lot of friendly faces in the audience. We'll do some interaction. We'll do some giveaways. We'll give you high fives.
Be there. Be a pear.
I just, what?
Which is a,
what about pear pie?
How do you feel about pear pie?
Never had it.
Me neither. Is it a thing?
Don't know. I feel like it'd be really mushy. And
it would be.
Not enough tang to it.
My disappointment level on how you feel about this is a 1 because I'm not invested.
Yeah.
It would be mushy.
If you come and say hi to us at Vegas, by the way, just want to point this out, we will give you a special prize.
But there's like pear tarts.
Yeah, that's also, I did have that thought. And I do love a tart, so I don't know. Maybe they put it in there with like lemon curd.
Ooh, yeah. And like, you'd have to make it so it's not mushy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, TBD on the pear pie.
TBD on the pear pie, but
not TBD on the 6 special prize you can see get if you say hi to one of us.
Yeah.
And, you know, just chill at Vegas, yo.
And if you can't come to Vegas, don't worry. A listener of the show and wonderful, I'm going to call her our YouTube moderator because she kind of is.
Yeah.
Gem of Magic is hosting GPZZZZZZ, which is an overnight sleepover, virtual sleepover that you can hang out with her and a bunch of people on Discord while the GP is going on. You can talk about stuff.
You There's can watch be like coverage
drawings,
together.
Prizes. I think they're doing D&D. Well, they're playing magic-themed D&D.
You can braid each other's hair.
Yeah, virtually.
You can yell at someone's mom.
Say, bring me more pizza rolls.
You can yell at your own mom. Be nice to other people's moms.
Yeah.
Really, be nice to your mom also.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be nice to moms.
But if you want to find out more about that, you can. We tweeted out a link to it at MTAcast. We retweeted Gem. So go check out Twitter at MTAcast to find out more about GPZZZZZ, because I think that's going to be fun for people who can attend. So, yes. Yeah.
I think the hashtag is also hashtag MTGZZZ.
Okay.
As in zzz. Zzz.
Standard Corner.
Hey, everybody. There were three.
Three.
Three standard Grand Prix.
Just standard
Grand Prix. And we're going to tell you real quick what was the haps at those standard GPs. First of all, Teamer Marvel, still great.
Still good, turns out.
Still good. So good that in Omaha, it was 6 out of 8.
That's
in
nuts.
The top 8. That's a lot. You know, it turns out that, you know, spinning a hit in Ulamog and exiling some stuff, it's just a good move.
You know, I think overall in that event, there weren't as many copies of Marble as the top 8 would lead you to believe.
Yes.
But that being said, the deck is sick and really OP, so it's going to make its way into the top 8.
It's sick. But another big, not necessarily newcomer, but a deck that saw a big uptick this weekend was different variations on black-green.
Yeah, black-green.
We had kind of like a black-green delirium thing going on for some decks with like things like Grim Flare. And then others had like a black-green winding constrictor situation. What?
He's back.
And he's gonna flay.
He's gonna flay.
Creepy. So these, even the Delirium versions, a lot of them were playing things like Nissa, Voice of Zendikar, and Winding Constrictors to just make a bunch of huge snacks.
And Liliana, the Last Hope,
that is also
coming
true.
On in. Dissenter's Deliverance, which, you know, sometimes you just got to destroy some artifacts.
Oh, I wonder. Notably, many of these black-green decks main decking 4 copies of Dissenter's Deliverance.
Main decking it!
Main decking 4 copies.
I mean, you can
copies.
Always cycle it
you
if you don't want it.
You can always just cycle it if they're not playing Aetherworks Marvel. Never to Return hanging
that's interesting.
Out in here. Pretty cool.
I remember Never to Return. I made some tweet where I was like, oh, look, it's the, you know, the poor man's version of
Heroes Downfall.
Heroes Downfall. And someone was like, no, it sucks.
Instant speed.
And I'm like, I know, but look, you got to take what you can get these days.
Sometimes you do.
And you sometimes
you
also get a zombie.
Always get
I don't know.
What you want. But if you try sometimes, you just might find.
You never
they're
to
printed
return.
What you need. Oh. They're printing what you need. Where were we?
Black green.
There's a lot of black green actually in the top
Amsterdam.
8 of Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Just a
they
ton.
Got the
actually,
memo.
Yeah. They were like, hey. Also, vehicles. We're seeing a lot of new colors in vehicles. We've seen some Jeskai vehicles.
Jeskai vehicles.
We've seen some 4-color vehicles. They're adding blue to Mardu. Or we're seeing, in this case, Esper vehicles.
That's crazy.
But the point is, everybody looked at Spellqueller and was like, do you know what gets rid of him? Do you know what? Do you know what is good against Aetherworks Marvel? If you can just, they try and cast it and you're like, Spellqueller.
I'm going to stroke my beard and think about, oh no. Aetherworks, I think I know what I'm going to do.
I wonder what it's good against.
Yeah, we're seeing Glorybound Initiate pop up in Esper versions of this deck or any deck that's running white.
Mm-hmm.
You might see Glorybound Initiate, which
that's
is great at driving vehicles and also gaining life if it doesn't die.
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah.
Metallic Rebuke, another card that's notably coming in because it's also pretty sick because you can tap things like a Heart of Kirin, which has vigilance, even if you attack with it.
Yeah.
Then you can leave up two mana and tap that and your Heart of Kirin to just be like, I don't think so. Noice. Noice. Let's see. Amsterdam also had a copy of a red-green pummeler. This says, you know what? I'm going to take an electrostatic pummeler, make it huge.
Which I am so happy. I love electrostatic pummeler decks. These are so crazy and cool because you can do like a billion damage out of almost nowhere.
It's
and
pretty cool.
I'm happy to see it in the top 8.
And then we also had a blue-red control.
Oh,
hello, friend.
Hello, old friend.
Hello, friend. But quite a bit, I believe, about half the field, different variations on black-green in Amsterdam.
Okay, so in Amsterdam
8,
was a little more black-green
skewed. They skewed half black-green.
And the winner of Grand Prix Amsterdam, none other than Lucas Blahan.
Yeah.
Who
what is a scary magic player.
This guy is great.
Dude's good at magic.
This, I mean, he's put up such amazing finishes this past year. It's like,
it's incredible.
Watch out for Lucas Blahan, everybody.
Exactly. If I sat down to play across from him, I'd be quaking in my boots.
But they'd be cute boots.
They would be cute boots. You know, I like almost all of the boots I own.
That's good.
Do you know what? I like all of the boots I own, except for the one pair of practical kind of like when it's cold and icy boots.
Yeah.
Those ones I own because I have to.
I get it.
Moving on.
Moving on. We also were in Manila.
That's right.
It's more than an envelope. It's a city.
Yeah. where Ryoichi Tamada finished first.
Yeah, another great magic player.
The most adorable top 8 photo of all time. Or the winning photo.
All the winners of these tournaments, heavy hitters.
Yeah, that's very true. Brad Nelson
won Omaha.
Winning in Omaha. Just like, hey, I wonder if Brad Nelson's good at magic.
Oh, wait.
I've heard that he is.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's like pretty good at magic.
Friend of the show. You can watch his prothering, by the way.
That's right.
His prothering.
Here we also had quite, you know, vehicles really making a comeback.
Yeah,
we have a copy of Esper vehicles. We have a copy of Mardu vehicles in the top 8 here.
And look at this little friend poking his little head in. Remember me from the Pro Tour? It's me, Model Black Zombies.
Hey, I only won a PT.
Yeah, looking like it's
so
not.
So maybe you'll play me.
Faring too well after the Pro Tour has kind of taken a knock in some of these standard Grand Prix.
Pummeler also happened in there. And then we get to Omaha, of course, where in the finals, Sam Pardee with a green black.
Party
deck.
Time!
And Brad Nelson with Teamer Marvel faced off. I just saw some really big snicks. Like when I was watching coverage.
Love to see a big snack.
No.
I mean, with a lot of counters.
No.
No! Megan's scared of snakes a lot. We learned last episode when I said we weren't a bunch of tiny snakes in a coat, and that really
That's like disturbing. Do you know what? It's like snakes are fine, but when you talk about a bunch of tiny snakes in a coat, that's like not chill.
It's not chill.
Not chill.
Yeah, continue. You said you were watching the finals.
No, I wasn't watching the finals. I was watching earlier rounds.
Okay.
Because I haven't gotten to the finals so far. But if you want to see like some crazy decks in Amsterdam in the early rounds, they really went out of their way to find like the coolest decks that people were playing.
Yes.
So you can go and watch the highlights on Twitch. And there are like things like Paradox Engine.
Ooh.
Like Paradox Engine combo. There's Aetherworks Aetherworks Reservoir combo.
Oh, I love that deck.
There's Indomitable Creativity combo.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What the heck are they doing with that?
Do you know what? I don't know.
Go watch it.
Go watch it.
I was watching a little bit of that coverage, and I saw Sam Black's deck that he brought to the Pro Tour, which was Obzon Tokens.
Yes.
And they were going off with...
It's great.
It was a great match.
I watched that game the whole way through. They had two... Like, the guy had two hidden stockpiles in play, like, pretty early on.
Yes.
And was also just making, like, 1 million clues with Tireless Trackers, and then cracking them and making a million servos with those hidden stockpiles. It was great.
I love sweet kind of sort of janky decks. Yeah. I mean, those decks are creative and cool. And so how can I find those highlights, by the way?
Oh, if you go to twitch.tv/magic and you just click on videos, they're under there and you can see them. There's like a little, you know, there's like Grand Prix Amsterdam round one, Grand Prix Amsterdam round two. There you go. Go watch them.
Well, everybody, that's the episode for this week. Remember to become a member at patreon.com/mtacast. You'll feel good, you'll be doing good, and you'll look good while you do it.
That's right. Because you can get all sorts of sick things for being a patron. You can get... Stickers. You can get magnets. Poetry, which will make you look like a poet, and there's nothing cooler. And you can get a playmat.
And you get access to our Discord server, as well as our extra special patron specials, which we post every week on Friday, now in video form on Patreon. And nobody else can watch them except patrons.
That's
so
right.
So it's kind of cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. So there's that. And of course, thank you again to cardkingdom.com/MTACast. Some people say, I don't know whether to use your link, the professor's link, the command zone's link, or what to buy cards.
You know, just swap it up.
Just swap it up.
Swap it up. Share the love.
Because these are all great shows and we support them, and we support Card Kingdom for supporting us. Like we said last episode, cycle of support. We're going to throw in some packs for a Patreon drawing at the end of the month. We've got Kaladesh and Aether Revolt, I believe. So those will go along with all the cards we open with for Flavortext Theater this month. Going in the kitty for a Patreon drawing. Make sure to get in before the end of the month because it's going to be a hot drawing this month, you guys. We got a lot of swag to put in the blood. Just saying, we got a lot of swag.
Hey, everybody. Do you know what?
What? Chicken butt?
Yeah.